Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's day two here in Indy, a big day as we'll hear from some of the top quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. But before we dive into all of that, we had special interest in Thursday's subjects, the tight ends. Several experts are picking the Patriots to go after a tight end early in this year's draft. So we heard from the top guys, Jason Marrow, Arthur Lynch, who's a Massachusetts native, and also Notre Dame's Troy Nicholas. Hear what they had to say about the Patriots and much more.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard organization to ignore, you know, what they've had with the success at the tight end position. So, you know, it's something that I would like to, you know, bring along to is being in a system like that, you know, with whatever team it is. And that's kind of what I see that I can bring to my game. So,
you know, Notre Dame calls themselves tight end U, but I think, you know, Georgia's pretty, got a pretty good batch of guys that have gone through that place. So I think Ben's a guy that's always been close, but yeah, I've just talked to as many guys as possible and really tried to adapt myself to this next phase of my life.
It'd be an honor to play for Tom Brady and the Patriots, such a historic team. I think when you think of the NFL, that's one of the teams that you think of and one of those franchises that's really carried the sport.
Rob, obviously he's a great player. Physically, you can't really compare him to anybody. He's a freak, and that's a compliment. I hope he gets healthy, but I think I get along with him. I get along with pretty much everybody. If you're a New England kid, you get along with people from the Southeast, and in Georgia, in South Georgia, you can get along with just about anybody. So I'm pretty excited about a new surrounding, new beginning, and hopefully, you know, good fortune comes with that.
I think it might be one of the deepest, you know, ever, you know, especially in the last 10 years. I've watched Eric's game, you know, I watched them all on TV. I watched, you know, Austin, you know, Severian Jenkins' game. Everyone does, you know, things differently between the three of us. You know, they're all great players, and they all bring a little bit something else, you know, to the table. But, you know, I feel like it's three great, you know, tight ends. So, you know, it's kind of hard to tell. You know, I don't really want to, you know, go into too many details about that. But I think they're both great players. And, you know, whichever team they wind up with, you know, they got a great pick. So,
you know, between the Senior Bowl and now, I've talked to so many, you know, personnel guys, coaches, and you just kind of lose track. You try to remember their names so you make a good impression when you see them again. But, I've talked to, you know, several teams. But really up to this point, I'm just – you can't really – you don't know if they're playing mind games with you or what. It's just it's the longest 6-month job interview you really have. And so I'm just trying to make the most of every situation. And hopefully in the end, a team will like me enough to pick me, and I'll play for them for 10, 12 years.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.